Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. The stories have a theme, and this next one is about peace of mind. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Having peace of mind about something doesn't mean things are okay. Sometimes that feeling of calm comes when there's just one less thing to worry about. This is the case for two sisters, Lori Cullen and Tamara Cullen Evans. Lori and Tamara watched their grandmother and their mother deteriorate quickly from Alzheimer's. It turns out their mother and grandmother had a very rare gene called a presenilin gene. And if you have it, you are guaranteed to get Alzheimer's, and you'll probably get it at a younger age. If you have children, there's a 50% chance they'll inherit the gene. Lori and Tamara have always been close. They even do the same work. They're both naturopathic doctors. They decided to get tested. They both have the gene. Tamara's 46 and lives in Maui. She joined us by Skype. Lori is 53 and lives in Edmonds, Washington, and came into our studio. She doesn't regret getting tested. In fact, she takes comfort in knowing what's happening to her.
Well, for me, it was a relief. It helped inform my life so that I could put things on the front burner instead of just waiting.
What are you doing to have the glory days now?
Well, many things is I'm trying not to work so hard, and I'm trying to get things sort of squared away so I can retire early and specifically get the bucket list things done. And one of them was last summer when I rode my bicycle across the United States, and with the support of Tamara and her husband, who were my SAG team, my support team. That was outstanding. But Tammy's probably got more bucket list things than I do. She's younger.
Yeah. Tamara, how did receiving this diagnosis change how you're living your life?
I really didn't think I had it. And so for me, finding out I did was a little bit more of an abrupt, you know, slam into the wall. It really pushed forward the dream that both my husband and I had of moving to Hawaii. And so we did that this last year, and just making that leap to get here was really amazing. So honestly, every day that I'm here is like fulfilling my bucket list. It's amazing. Otherwise, you know, I just want to have as much time as I can to watch my kids grow up. I'd love to see grandchildren someday and, you know, just see how they do in their lives and see as much of that as I can.
Well, a lot of people would be really angry. Do you struggle with that?
You know, truthfully, I haven't been angry because it just doesn't do any good. And I often think if I'm angry, that's usually fear. There's fear behind anger. And then I just would have to figure out, what am I afraid of? I mean, when I found out Tammy had the gene, it was harder for me to hear that news than finding out the news about myself. Because I wanted to be the one in the family that took this on and managed it and dealt with it. I didn't want anybody else, especially Tammy, and knowing that she has it too was just, it was so sad for me, and I'm not going to be around to help her. I might physically be here, but I won't cognitively be able to help her when she starts to get sick, and that, if anything makes me mad, that's the part that makes me upset.
I want to talk to the two of you about the global research that you're involved in. I believe it's the Dominantly Inherited Alzheimer's Network, or the DIAN study. And it's tracking people like the two of you who have this gene. Does being a part of this research make going through all of this just a little easier?
Yeah, I totally agree. That's, you know, one of the reasons that you stick with it, honestly. You have to think about the bigger picture. It might help me. It really might. And I'm open to that. And that would be wonderful. But chances are more likely that it will help younger generations. It is a great feeling to be part of it and to know that at least our family has this little niche where we can maybe make a difference.
Wow. And do you know what the medication is that you're getting or possibly getting?
Yeah, the arm that I'm in is called gantenerumab. The other one's called solunazumab, and that one's done with an IV once monthly also. These two seem to have the most favorable data for possibly preventing the amyloid plaque laydown in the brain. One of the things with our gene is that the gene causes us to make a lot of the beta amyloid protein at a higher rate, at a bigger rate. And so you're more likely to get the plaque laydown and the tangles that develop as a result of the protein.
Fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. So they're hoping that the drug will, it hasn't shown, neither of these have shown much promise in reversing any sort of tangles that have occurred, but they're hoping if we start it, you know, at our ages, that it will prevent them from happening.
It's almost like taking a lipid for your brain,
mm-hmm.
like a cholesterol drug to prevent buildup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Lori, are you starting to experience symptoms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do those look like?
It's decision making. I'm having a harder time at work. And it's sometimes just even staying present in conversation and word finding. I'm faculty at Bastyr University, and sometimes my words get all screwed up when I'm working with my students. And I used to speak all over the country. Where I'm having to really scale back with a lot of the things I used to do, and I try to, I do more things alone, and but that's sometimes that's not quite right either. So that's why I have my dog. So at least I have that him to check in with while I'm hiking or whatever. But and who knows? I mean, something else. Something else might do me in before the Alzheimer's. But at least I have this to sort of inform what I'm really experiencing and how to move forward and make as much intention in my life as possible.
So. I love you, sis.
Oh, I love you too. I miss you bad.
I know, same here.
That was Lori Cullen and her sister, Tamara Cullen Evans. Lori is preparing for another big bike trip this summer.